The documents reveal that now New York Cardinal Timothy Dolan sought to pay off and push problem clergy out of the priesthood to avoid further scandal after sexual abuse victims began coming forward in 2002. Members of SNAP, Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, describe themselves as shocked over a letter Dolan wrote the Vatican in 2007. Peter Isley is Midwest director of SNAP. He says the letter asked for permission to move $57 million into a trust as the archdiocese began to move toward bankruptcy. The Vatican granted the request.
In a letter posted today with these documents, proves to us that Cardinal Timothy Dolan, when he was here in Milwaukee, who was to be the pastor and shepherd of the Archdiocese of Milwaukee, and especially the victims of childhood sexual abuse, to whom he made to us direct promises that he was going to be truthful and that he was going to bring healing to this archdiocese. Today's document, especially the letter he wrote to the Vatican, proves that he set up the cemetery trust, the so-called cemetery trust, to shield those assets from victim survivors, and in doing so, committed fraud.
Isley calls Dolan's actions deeply disappointing and called on U.S. Attorney James Santel to investigate Dolan for bankruptcy fraud. Cardinal Dolan, in his blog Monday, denied that the transfer of funds was an effort to shield money from legal claims. We were not able to connect with archdiocesan leaders for comment. However, they released a statement saying the money was always set aside in a separate fund for cemetery care, and moving it to a trust was a formality. What John Pillmeyer says he finds disturbing is a message current Archbishop Jerome Listecki released over the weekend to church members. Pillmeyer is Wisconsin director of SNAP.
One of the things he said in reference to the release of documents is that they're doing this because of their commitment to transparency and to healing. And that couldn't be further from the truth, because what he neglected to tell you was that they have spent years and years fighting this day. This day was never supposed to happen. They've spent millions and millions of dollars in court to prevent the public from ever seeing these documents.
Pillmeyer called on Catholic Church members to read the files. We asked several people attending Mass at Old St. Mary Church in downtown Milwaukee if they intended to look over the documents. Dalia Casera says she has not yet had time, but supports the church and prays for the accused priests.
But I do think it's kind of sad how the priests have done that. Bible says, you know, how to treat others, but they say they're human, just like us. You know, we make mistakes.
Casera says the revelations do not undermine her faith in the church. Richard Brzezinski thinks it will eventually be able to move on from the sexual abuse crisis.
God said his church will last forever, and I believe that. So this is a stumbling block, but that's all it is. The church will survive.
Brzezinski says he has no problem with the archdiocese releasing the documents. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.